sight. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got in the people, devil be possessing homies, demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when a fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the frame. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones and burrows. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feeling I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you. You got a room and you'll hear what we do. It's only
is this working? I hope it is. The main studio broke, so I've been reduced to Studio C. And by reduced to, I mean this is some of the nicest tech equipment I've ever been exposed to in my entire life. And I haven't really been exposed to a lot, but I've been exposed to enough to know this is really expensive. Welcome to Blonded Radio. I'm your host, Ethan Walsey. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me that tells me what I'm supposed to read at the beginning of each episode, so I'm not going to do it. This episode of Free Samples is dedicated to what I truly... is dedicated to what I truly believe to be one of the greatest albums of all time. No, screw that. It is the best album of all time. The best album ever made. This album, I could pick apart for days. Forget 1 hour. Forget, actually, I'm already way too into it, so we're going to have to cut off some songs. Forget 51 minutes. I could talk about this album... to the moon and back. I love it so much. That first song was Nikes. There's a part of, so there's a second version of Nikes by Frank. It's not on streaming platforms, but it has like really cool vocals in the background. He kind of like narrates the song, and he does that, like he ups his voice a couple octaves when he's doing the vocals, but when he's doing the narration, he like tones it down a little bit, which I think is very, very cool. Anyways, this song, this next upcoming song, it takes my heart, rips it out of my chest, breaks all my bones, and turns me inside out. It is earth-shattering, and it's not even my favorite song on the album. That's how goddamn good this album is. This song has changed my life, and it's literally probably not even top five on the album. Sorry, crazy take, but this is Ivy by Frank Ocean.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hit you now. It's quite alright to hit me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down. Truck back then, we didn't give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid. start of nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing. Ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. But we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
Nobody knows why. To this day, nobody has any idea as to why. But at the end of recording that take of Ivy, Frank Ocean just destroys the entire studio. The clinking, clanking, and smashing in the ending of that song, that's him just basically breaking every like instrument and recording device. It's crazy. And he got it all on the song, I guess. I don't know. It's emotionally gripping, sure, but like, Jesus Christ, I know how expensive studios are. Anyways, oh God, it's so hard to pick songs, what to play and what not to play. Actually, no, it's not. I'm so opinionated about this album. I have such strong feelings. This next song, produced by Pharrell Williams. Background vocals by Beyoncé Knowles. This is Pink and White.
Ground is black and yellow. It's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade. Nose dive in the flood lines. Tall tale.
sour milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure. If you could die and come back to life. Up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive. And make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regard dear. It's all downhill from here. Real life. Where I was. I'm cheap. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I can't believe Frank Ocean copied Remy Wolf's song Pink and White and totally ripped it off, because everyone knows she did it first. First of all, second of all, shout out to Ashlyn for showing me that cover. I had never actually heard it before, and it fundamentally altered the chemistry in my brain. Okay, we can't do any of the skits, but I love, if we have time, I'll play Facebook Story, just because I love doing the an impression of the guy who narrates Facebook Story, because he's a very, very thick French accent. Anyways, yeah, hand me a towel, I'm dirty dancing.
By myself, gone off tabs of that acid, form me a circle, watch my Jagger. Might lose my jacket and hit a solo one time. We too loud in public, then police turned down a function. Now we outside and the time is perfect. Forgot to tell you, gotta tell you how much I vibe with you. And we don't gotta be solo. Now stay away from highways. My eyes like them red lights. Right now I prefer yellow, red bone. So mellow, fuck around, be cutting you. Think we were better off solo. I got that act right in a windy city that night. No trees to blow through, but blow me. And I owe you 2 grams when the sunrise. Smoking good, rolling solo. Solo.
Solo,
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 solo.
It's hell on earth and the city's on fire. In hell, there's heaven. There's a bull and a matador dueling in the sky. In hell, there's heaven. Skipping showers and switching socks, sleeping good and long. Bones feeling dense as fuck, wish a nigga would cross and catch a solo on time. White leaf on my boxers, green leaves turn to vapors for the low. And that mean cheap, cause ain't shit free and I know it. Even love ain't, cause it's not cost. That clinic killed my soul. But you gotta hit the pussy raw though. Now your baby mama ain't so vicious. All she want is her picket fence and you protest. And you pick a sign, but them courts won't side with you.
won't let you fly solo. I wanted that act ride in Colorado that night. I brought trees to blow through, but it's just me and no you. Stayed up till my phone died. Smoking big, rolling solo. It's hell on earth and the city's on fire. In hell, there's heaven. There's a bull and a matador dueling in the sky. In hell, there's heaven.
Yeah, that's like a once in a generational job of lyricism. He's solo, like he's alone, but he's also so low, like he's at his lowest. And that's honestly, if you're interested, read some, like, honestly, it's worth reading about. This next song, the colors of it are so, like, vibrant and prominent and, like, line of sight obscuring that I can't listen to it while I drive. Very pretty. It's some of the best like self harmonies I've ever heard. This is Self Control.
Poolside convo about your summer
last night. Ooh. Yeah. About your summer last night.
Didn't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shine on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
It's nothing, it's nothing.
Yeah, that's definitely top three off of Blonde. Personally for me, that is top three off of Blonde. I'll maybe say my other top two. There is a particular order, but I'll say that maybe at the end of the show. Just like my personal takes on the album as opposed to just like factual stuff. Anyways, this is... Oh God, okay. In 1979, Stevie Wonder went on the David Frost show, and it was the first televised use of a talk box in music history. And basically what a talk box is it sends like a consistent humming noise through a tube, a rubber tube. It's like super malleable, so like you can, and you're supposed to put it in your mouth, and you're supposed to enunciate the words of what you would sing while you vibrate your vocal cords, but you are not supposed to vibrate your vocal cords, and you're instead supposed to let the talk box do the, you know, the talking. It was received as like a gimmick when the episode first aired. It was seen as more of like a party trick and not really an essential prong of music. I love talk boxes. I think that they're really, really pretty. I think they're like kind of like the theremin, where it's like a very, very unique sound that's not very versatile musically, but once it finds its pocket, like, it has a very specific niche and it always hits it out of the park. Anyways, this song samples Stevie Wonder's performance of Close to You by the Carpenters and I think Never to Say Goodbye by the Jackson 5, I believe. And this is an alternate intro that never made the album. It's not on the finished version, but okay, spoiler alert, this is my favorite song off of Blonde.
Just like me, I love to wasn't devastating, but you could've held my hand through this, baby. Let my mind run underneath oranges. Yeah. I run my hands through upstairs, but we're getting older, baby. Don't have much longer, baby. Why am I preaching till it's quiet to this atheist? Just like mine, versions of these belong to you. After a while, they're keeping me close to you.
I've probably played that song, oh God, probably around 100, no, not 100. If I were to give an exact number, I've probably played that song a dozen times on the radio. That is top one off of Blonde for me, personally. I think it's just such a, you guys know how I feel about samples. I mean, for Christ's sakes, this is called Free Samples. It's one of the most forward-thinking and genius ways of incorporating a sample into a song I've ever heard. It's incredible. This next song is very important to me. No nuance. Just listen to the conversation at the very end. It's a very short song, immediately followed by a conversation between three people that are driving. Listen to the song, of course, but also give that part a listen.
Yield it up. If I was an NY, I should look you up. First time I ever saw you. And you text nothing like you look. It's to the gay bar you took me to. It's when I realized you talk so much more than I do. It's highlights when I was convinced that there's much more than some not shit. I know you don't need me right now. And to you, it's just a late night out.
It's just nigga, all the bitches in the neighborhood
want to
fuck with nigga. You told me. Thanks to fuck with all
I ain't got bitches no more.
But now I don't care about bitches like that, my nigga. That shit, Jasmine fucking wrecked my heart. I don't even know how to...
Yeah. Okay, so in all sincerity, that song goes flawlessly into Nights. The conversation gets cut off, and... Ugh. Guys, oh my God. Wait, is my mic on? Okay, it's on. Damn, okay. Whew. This song is not my favorite song off the album, but it is objectively the best song off the album. And I can acknowledge that my favorite isn't my favorite, not because of, like, objective, quote-unquote, goodness, but just because I like it. This song is objectively a work of art. This song marks the exact halfway point in the song is there a beat switch, but there's also the exact halfway point within the album. The album is exactly 1 hour long, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to play every song off of it. That's how I knew, because I knew I'd be yapping my ass off about every single song that came on. This song, I honestly am not going to start talking about it too in depth, because if I do, I'm not going to be able to stop. But there is a clear musically tonal and lyrical tonal difference in, like, the pockets that immediately precede and are after the beat switch, and it'll be really obvious where it takes place. Yeah, this is very, very cool that I get to share this with you guys and geek about this. I really like this song, and I hope you guys do too.
Round your city, round the clock. Everybody needs you. No, you can't make everybody equal. although you got buku family. You don't even got nobody, being honest with you. Free till I evaporated. My whole body see-through, transportation handmade. And I know it better than most people. I don't trust them anyways. You can't break the law with them. Get some good, she have a calm night. Shooters killing left and right. Working through your worst night. If I get my money right, you know I won't need you. And I tell you, I hope the sack is full up. I'm fucking, oh, I'm fucked up. Spend it when I get that. I ain't tryna keep you. Can't keep up a conversation, can't nobody read you. Why your eyes well up? Did you call me from a seance? You were from my past life. Hope you're doing well, bruh. I've been out here head first. Always like the head first. Signal coming in and out. Hope you're doing well, bruh. Everybody needs you. Everybody needs you. Ooh, nani nani. This feel like a quaalude. No sleep in my body. Ain't no bitch in my body. New beginnings. New beginnings. Wake up high, the sun's going down. Time to start your day, bruh. Can't keep being late on. Oh, you need the money if you gon' survive. Every night, shit, every day, shit. Dropping baby off at home before my night, shit. You know I can't hear none of that. Spend the night, shit. Kumbaya, shit. Wanna see Nirvana, but don't wanna die, yeah. Wanna feel it, nah, nah, don't you come by. Fuck with me after my shit. Know them boys wanna see me broke down, shit. Bummed out and shit, stressed out and shit. That's every day, shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. My everyday shit, every night shit, every day shit.
Every night fucks every day up. Every day patches the night up. Oh God, you should match it, it's that KO. No one lighters till I fuck my 28th up. 1998, my family had the Acura. Oh, the legend. Cap at least 6 discs and a changer. Back when Boswell and Percy had it active. Couple bishops in the city building mansions. Oh, the reverend. Preaching self-made millionaire status. When we could only eat at Shoney's on occasion. After Trina hit, I had to transfer campus. Your apartment, I didn't use since where I waited. Staying with you when I didn't have an address. Fucking on you when I didn't own a mattress. Working on a way to make it out of Texas. Every night, dropping baby, I've been home for my night. Yeah. You know I can hear none of that. Spend the night. My gosh. Wanna see Nirvana, but I wanna die. Yeah. Wanna feel it, nah, 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 you come by, fuck with me at the mosh. If you know them boys wanna see me bummed down, see me bummed out, stressed out, it's every day, shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. Every day, shit, every night, shit, every day, shit, every night, shit, every day, shit, every day, shit, every night, shit.
Who's ready to feel terrible? because White Ferrari is up next. But before we get into that, oh my God, wait, no. Is this a PSA folder? No PSA folder. Dang. Okay, I'm not reading a PSA. So I can just launch right into White Ferrari. This song tears me apart. Even like, I don't know. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what I'm up to, my headspace before I listen to it. As soon as I start listening to it, it just tugs at your bones. It's really, really that simplistic and well-written. The last verse especially, I think, is especially gripping, as they say. I don't know who they is or are, but they probably say it. Yeah, here's White Ferrari.
On these rides, mine on the road, your dilated eyes, watch the clouds float. White Ferrari, had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know what I do.
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plan. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by me, close by me.
You were fine.
You were fine.
As distance slow.
I left when I forget to speak. So I text the speech, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. On me, eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year, White Ferrari. Good times. In this life. In this life. Too many years since days to eyelids on a facelift. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic. If you think about it, you'll be spending no time.
the markings on your surface, your speckled face. Flood crystals hang from your ears. I couldn't gauge your fears. I can't relate to my peers. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather chip my pride than lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm living over city and taking in the homeless sometimes. I've been living in an idea from another man's mind. With some nice views. Maybe I should move, settle down. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather live outside. I've tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
The other side of the moon. Just move.
This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. Just a fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell.
Red. Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping, yeah. Dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting the glimmer of God. I be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot. Where I cannot.
Less morose and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second, a moment. One solar flare would consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon.
In the dark, in the dark. I do. For you, in the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for
anything for you.
Dark, I do for
anything for you.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
I don't really like that song. I mean, it's an incredible song. But by Blonde standards, I know it's a crazy take. But it's not my favorite. But this next song... for context, it's Godspeed. If you know anything about anything, you know that Godspeed is like the heartbreak crux of this album. It really, really is. That and White Ferrari. I think it's those are tied for first place. Godspeed is... I think it's like... Again, it's like a perfect song. Like, I... Through a critical lens and a personal lens and just a creative lens, I really do think it's a perfect song. I think lyrically it's a 10. I think production-wise it's a 10. I think... I don't know. It's so well timed on the album. It's the second to last song. I don't know if we're gonna have time to listen to the last song. Maybe just the first half. But yeah, strap in. This is Godspeed. Last song, and we have just enough time to get through a good portion of it. This song is called Futura Free. It's the final song on the album, and there's two parts separated by like a weird little gap in the middle. August 20th, 2016. Why do I feel like something important happens on August 20th? I'll have to think about that. Thank you for listening to Blonded Radio. I'm probably not going to do an outro, but thank you very much for tuning in and listening to me gab about this album. If you want me to gab about it even more, I will never not shut the fuck up about this album. It's my favorite thing in the entire world to talk about. So, yeah, shoot me a text just being like, tell me about Blonde. And strap in for the next couple of hours and we'll have a mutualistic relationship. Anyways, here's Future of Free. Thank you for listening to Blonded Radio.
Lips first, lick the tip now. Smoke some.